Hey boys and girls, it's Mrs. Oldham. Our book for today is called Will You Forgive Me? It's by Sally Grindley and Penny Dan. And when you hear this sound, turn the page. So let's turn the page. Will you forgive me? Will You Forgive Me by Sally Grindley, illustrated by Penny Dan. Jefferson Bear was up in a tree eating honey. Save some for our midnight feast, JB, called Figgy Two Socks. Just then, Figgy's brothers pranced by. Hey, look at this knobby leaf stick, said Big Smudge. That's JB's tickling stick, cried Figgy. Put it down, you might break it. Scaredy cat, jeered Big Smudge, and he threw the stick into the air. Floppy Lugs threw it higher still. I bet Figgy can't even throw, he sneered. I bet I can, said Figgy Two Socks crossly. She grabbed the stick and threw it. Up, up, up it went. Ouch! It hit Jefferson Bear on the head. Then Big Smudge caught the stick. Let's hide it, he said, and the brothers ran off, sniggering. Jefferson Bear scrambled down. Something hit me on the head, he said to Figgy Two Socks. Did it? Whispered Figgy. Yes, it did, growled Jefferson Bear. Now what I need is a good scratch. Where's my tickling stick? Figgy looked at the ground. I don't know, JB, she said, and her ears went pink, and her nose went all twitchy. Well, I will be very cross if it doesn't turn up, said Jefferson Bear, looking at Figgy closely. Figgy Two Socks rushed off to look for the stick. She looked in her brother's den. She looked all along the riverbank. She looked in the hollow tree. What's the matter, Figgy Two Socks? Cried a voice. It was Hot Tail. JB's lost his tickling stick, and it's all my fault, said Figgy. I have to find it. Won't any old stick do? Asked Hot Tail. No, said Figgy. It's JB's favorite. It has bumps and knobbles in all the right places, he says. Perhaps you should tell Jefferson Bear what happened, said Hoptail gently. Then he won't be my friend anymore, and we won't have our midnight feast, wailed Figgy. Figgy Two Socks trudged through the woods. Boo! Figgy spun around and saw Jefferson Bear scratching his back against a tree. I just can't get to all the little places without my tickling stick, he grumbled. Figgy felt her ears begin to blush and her nose begin to twitch. She didn't like that feeling. She wanted to tell JB what had happened. JB, she began, I have to go! And she ran off just as he was saying, what about our feast? Figgy ran and ran and bumped into Bunkle the Badger. Watch it, grumbled Bunkle. Sorry, said Figgy. Then she saw that Bunkle was carrying a knobbly stick. You found it, she cried excitedly. Found what, said Bunkle. JB's tickling stick, said Figgy. My walking stick, said Bunkle. I found it in my burrow. Finders, keepers. But I need it, pleaded Figgy. Well, I might swap it for something, said Bunkle. Yes, what about some honey? Where will I find honey? Cried Figgy. Then she remembered Jefferson Bear's tree. Figgy Two Socks was terrified of climbing trees. I have to do it, she said to herself. If I don't get his stick back, JB will never forgive me. She began to climb. Up and up she went. Her knees began to knock. Higher and higher, her head began to feel funny. She saw the bee's nest just above her. She saw the ground way down below her. "Oh," she wailed, "I don't like this." She stretched out a paw and... whoops! Knocked some of the honeycomb to the ground. A bee stung her angrily on the nose. "Ouch!" Then Figgy found she was stuck. "Help!" she cried. "I'm stuck!" But nobody heard. Jefferson Bear was going home that night when he heard someone whimpering. "Help! Help! Help! Help!" "Is that you, Figgy?" he called. "Please help me down, JB," said Figgy. As soon as she reached the ground, she took some honeycomb and ran off to find Bunkle. "Wait there, JB," she called. Figgy Two Socks ran back, carrying the tickling stick. "You found it," exclaimed Jefferson Bear. Figgy's nose began to twitch. "Figgy," said JB, "your nose is going all twitchy again. Is there something you want to tell me?" Figgy Two Socks told JB everything. "I was too scared to tell you before," she whispered. "Too scared to tell your friend, but not too scared to climb a tree," said Jefferson Bear. "I'm sorry, JB," said Figgy. "Will you forgive me?" "I forgive you," said Jefferson Bear. "Now let's have that midnight feast." The end. I love that one. They're good friends. Hope you have a great day. Bye.